Steve, I'd say what we're going to do now is going to see if Vinny is available.
Are you
there, Vinny?
Yeah.
Hey.
Coming in loud and clear, Houston.
Yeah, hey. Alan, you better turn your headphones down. Vinny's on.
Vinny, good. I don't know whether it's good evening or good morning because you're in New Zealand. How are you doing?
I'm doing a dressing gown clad morning show.
You got your cup of cocoa when you were with your slippers as well, have you?
Well, I have the hot cup of coffee, and I'm not wearing underwear. Never mind. Let's talk about something more.
Keep that dressing gown covered up. It's a family show.
Yeah. Don't worry. I have something thick and ropey to hold it to me. But
we've got a few people like that in our thick and ropey.
So, okay,
Finn Eastwood from the Vinny Eastwood Show, all the way down in New Zealand. Good morning to you, and how are you? And how's things in New Zealand? What's happening down there?
Well, I think what happened yesterday is one of our politicians, Hone Haruwera, who started up this new party called the Mana Party. Okay, like generally. Dig this, right? Have you got any racial groups in your country that are oppressed that came up with a political party in order to save their ass so they get some kind of representation, and then that party just gets bought out by the cheesy scumbag slime filth that are in charge right now anyway, and get them to kind of capitulate and go, oh, well, you know, we'll just suck on your lollipop and just do exactly what you want? Well, yep. Similar happened here in New Zealand with the Māori Party. So, and Hone Haruwera wouldn't have any of that kind of capitulation, so he started up the Mana Party. And sure enough, he'd been arrested last night trying to stop a bunch of state houses being taken away by the government, trying to help out the poor and such. So naturally, he got arrested, thrown in the cells as an elected politician. And he will be facing trial, I believe, on Wednesday morning. He'll be appearing at court, so hopefully I'll be getting down there. And what this kind of says to me is that, well, basically, if you are willing to stand up for the poor, if you are willing to do the right thing, that's illegal.
Yeah.
Only if it stands directly in the way of a big corporate / government agenda. So it's okay, very much that nice to help the poor, but as soon as you actually inconvenience the rich to do so, that's illegal. And I've found, quite frankly, that our country here attempted to be some sort of first world nation. We're simply some kind of slave colony, and we have been for quite some time. And everybody around here just doesn't seem to get it. They think that drinking aspartame, hogging down the Maccas, slurping down that fluoride is somehow good for your health and your peace of mind. Somehow the world has just disappeared, right? Conspiracy just doesn't exist, and it's perfectly fine to arrest politicians, and sure enough, you'll have these people standing up on their hind legs just going, he's a bloody Maori, etc., and there's just this great undercurrent of racism in this country. You've got to love it in a country of immigrants.
Yeah,
you know, nobody's ever lived here for more than 200 years, bro, and suddenly everybody's getting all capitulations about how many generations they got here, etc. It's just like, well, dude, aren't we all just living here at the moment? Yeah, well, what are you going to do? Deport all the people that you don't like? I mean, get on with it, you know. Let's just chill out and get with the program. The other element with this is Agenda 21, and these state houses, I think they're removing about close to 150 of them. I'm on the text email alert list, so every time one of these houses is moving, and they always do them in the middle of the night, guys. Always. And I think that maybe there's a reason for that. For example, if they're cutting the houses off of their support struts, chucking them on the back of a truck, and then just driving them out to other areas of the country where they can sell them to people, right? And guess what the community leaders are... I've got to actually explain this situation. It's great because you'll see this pattern of behavior happening everywhere. It's Agenda 21. Basically, here's what they did. They said, hey, church group leaders. They went, yeah. They went, hey, Māori leaders. They went, yeah. Hey, community leaders. They went, yeah. How would you all like $100 each to come to a meeting about refurbishing your homes? Oh, well, that sounds really great. Cool. Does any member of the community get invited to any of these meetings or have any input as to what happens with their community? Nah, but we'll give you $100. Yes, sweet ass. And sure enough, after $100 in their pocket and some free alcohol and free food, these people are more than willing to agree to whatever plans that these scumbag developers have got for their region. And then they go, oh, nice. And that's all sorted. All done. Hey. Stitched up, and nobody gets to say nothing about it. Anytime there's been a protest, the protesters have been viciously beaten and arrested. It's like Soweto.
It wouldn't surprise me, Ben. We had a similar thing over here, and it's probably still going on, where the developer will contact the planning permission, the person who's in charge, and the planning permission, and they will, the planning, the guy who's in charge, or the lady who's in charge, it won't say, can be either or. And the developer says, well, you know, we're developing about 30 houses here, and you might be fortunate there. If you let the old planning permission through, we might be able to sort you out a house or at least a good nice holiday. So would you believe that the planning permission gets approved? How uncanny is that? And, of course, the money gets sent in for the planning permission, but it doesn't get cashed and it gets lost. And apparently the local council is looking for something like 6 or 7 million, which hasn't been cashed in, which is obviously based on planning permission, which they approved. And I'm sure there's a few people out there have free houses and free few holidays. Now, allegedly, this has been going on. Obviously, you know, we can't say for definite, but this is what we've been told. And I think our people use a little bit more discretion. Maybe they have brown padded envelopes and not, they don't just see the money straight away, you know. But these things go on and have gone on. And there's a lot of shenanigans going on over here. And more things are coming out in the press. Steve, do you have anything to add to that? Any news that you have on that?
No, only if you remember that there's a shopping centre. I don't know what you call them in New Zealand. Probably a shopping centre or a shopping precinct or whatever, a place of business with loads of different stores. But yeah, there's a very, very big one here in Ireland, in Dublin. It's called Liffey Valley, and the same scenario. It was kind of, there was an investigation done on that a couple of years ago, and they found out that there was a. It wasn't supposed to be built, and then it was put up for tender, and one person got the contract, and then someone else wanted the contract, and then there was a few brown envelopes passed around, and the contract was awarded to basically whoever kind of gave the biggest brown envelope. That kind of carry on, and then you remember the mobile phone, the cell phone, the lot of kind of question marks around that a couple of years ago. Even just for a mobile phone network, there was some of the politicians were involved, and I think one company, I don't know who it was actually, but we'll say for argument's sake it was Vodafone. They were given certain areas where they could put up masts, and there was another company, and they were told no, they didn't have any permission. Then a politician stepped in, some brown envelopes passed around, and that got the go ahead. And of course, that was investigated as well. And then every time something like this, it's probably the same in other countries. Every time there's wrongdoings are uncovered.
Well, you just heard me tell the story of what's happening here in New Zealand, and then you tell an identical story of what's happening all the way in the opposite side of the world in Ireland. So let me riddle me this, ladies and gentlemen. Do you think your home is any different? These scum are everywhere. They have a systemic methodology, and it works, okay? The problem is we know about it now, okay, and it's being exposed. So they're going to get really, really upset and a lot more fascist, basically. It's the old saying, how do you expose a fascist? You make them act like it. And I'm sick and tired of sitting around and watching these people steal everything that's ours and taking it for themselves, really, I just kind of, it irks me.
It's the same hymn sheet, Vinny. I think we talked about this on each other's show. They all have the same hymn sheet, and all the singing from the same hymn sheet. And I don't know, you know, we're just seeing, probably like yourself down in New Zealand, we're seeing loads of people being evicted. But nobody's saying where these people have to go. You know, they're saying, we have to get you out. Why do you have to get them out? Well, we have to do. And we've seen, obviously, the police there. There's loads of videos over here in Ireland. Ben Gilroy is one of the unsung heroes over here. And the police turn up with the sheriff to do the eviction. And people are saying, well, are you on your oath? You know, why are you here? Why are the police? This is a commercial. This is a civil matter. It's nothing got to do with the police. So why are the police there? And this is what we keep asking, you know, why are the police getting involved? We have Shell Oil down the south of Ireland. And Shell, you know, the company are doing drilling, I think they're doing oil down there. And the roads are all blocked and protected by the police. Now, Shell are a commercial company. Who's at the top of the police organising and agreeing to have the police down there when it's nothing got to do, this is a civil matter? So who's pulling the strings? That's the question. I don't know whether your police have been
manipulated
into civil matters down there.
It's ICLEI, essentially. If you've ever heard of ICLEI, the International Council for the Commission of Scumbaggery on local areas or something like that. I can't remember the exact translation, but it's all tied in. Your local city councils, the way that they get corrupted is they get amalgamated and all the regular elected people that would be in there who are standing in the community basically get kicked out, and then the mayor, the new Lord Mayor of that regional city part simply is given new quote-unquote powers to do basically whatever the heck that he wants with the city and also elect a hand-picked cabinet. Right, without any elections whatsoever. So that's what's happened here in New Zealand. We had 1.4 million people here in Auckland, and 9 separate cities in the region, all with their own councils, all with their own elections, all with their own this, that, and the other. And the government said, "Hey, let's just force amalgamate them all together." The public was up in arms. Hey, we don't want this. We don't want this. Polls going around everywhere show like a 70, 80% of people don't want it, and they want a referendum so that the government will ask, do you want the super city? And yes or no. And then everybody would vote on it. And so the government comes out as soon as somebody even suggests that and goes, there will be no referendum on this. No referendum. You know, just complete insanity. It's okay. Okay, it's a thief walking into your house, taking your stuff right in front of your face, and you can't stop
him. And if you do, you get into trouble.
He beats you over the head with your own TV.
That's exactly it. Right. Well, I tell you what, Vin, we are running short on time because we're coming to the end, and the last 5 minutes will be, obviously, we're going to pass over to Karen and Detlev. Thank you very much for coming on for this brief visit onto United We Win, United We Strike, and giving us a heads up on what's happening down there. Do you want to give your show a plug and the website a plug?
Okay, yeah. Well, today's been a brief visit. Next time I'll be wearing boxers. But my website is thevinnyeastwoodshow.com. That's Vinny with a Y, and Eastwood as in go ahead, make my day, .com, thevinnyeastwoodshow.com. And I'm on 5 days a week. For those of you in the Uber Kingdom, I think it's like 11 p.m. till 1 a.m. So if you're a night owl, like the rest of the conspiracy theorists, and you're up late and that sort of thing, you can listen in there live on AmericanFreedomRadio.com Monday through Friday. And in New Zealand as well, this evening I will be on the Ifinity FM radio network in the South Island with my good friends Ozzy and Ben, I think about 7 p.m. Tonight, local New Zealand time at ifinityfm.com. And lastly, just check out the website. TheVinnyEastwoodShow.com and my YouTube channel, Mr. News Guerrilla Media, because there are shockingly large amounts of interviews on there. I'm doing like maybe I don't know, at least 2 to 3 interviews per day kind of thing, getting it all up there, because, well, basically there's nobody on earth that is trying to quantitatively get through all of the really reasonable and great guests that there are out there without some kind of a huge vetting process and just like, oh, well, you have to have one of the top 100,000 websites in the world to come on my show, you know, that kind of thing. Nah, bro, let's just turn it into like a little family affair and what have you. Have a cocktail, eat some bonbons and have a conversation. That's all it is. All right.
And thanks, guys. Scumbaggery.
Yeah, exposing scumbaggery. This is the case.
Excellent. Okay, Ben, thanks for coming on. Much appreciated. We let you go. Have a good day and take it easy.
Yeah. And various other nice adjectives.
Thank you, Vinny.
Okay.
All right, thanks, Garen.
Sorry.
Cheers, Vinny.